Zoyis Chukas Atero, the Inyan of Chukim, Choik is something which often we don't know the Tam, the Pashto says we don't know the Tam. And like Rashi says, the first Rashi says, if Isha Satan Vumas Eilim Moinin Yis Yisrael, it's a notion of Oino, Oino is Devarim. They taunt Klal Yisrael, they say, Ma HaMitzvah Zoyis Ma Tam Yishbo. Choik is something which we don't really have a time for. Ein lecho rishus lahara. Choik chokakti gzeru gazarti. Ein lecho rishus lahara acharel. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says about these mitzvahs. So in Echanami, we talk, I don't know. It's interesting that I think we find very often with chukim that Klal Yisrael dafka oiches in their shemer, the choik, in a way possibly that surpasses the Shmira with the Dinim and Mishpatim that we could understand. For example, what are Chukim? Chukim is Chazer, Chukim is Basma Cholov, Shatnis, Shofar. These are, it's a Shofar, like the Rambam says, is a Choik, Betzem, that you blow it, it's an interesting thing, you blow it and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to me, and the Chazal tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from the Kisei Din, he goes to the Kisei Rachamim. I thought maybe that Gufa, the very fact that Klal Yisrael is, that's the biggest demonstration of Hachnot Ribbono Shalom, is look, I'm doing something even though I have no understanding of it. I don't know why. The only reason I'm doing it is because you told me to do it, Ribbono Shalom. I don't understand why I'm blowing the shofar, but I'm doing it because you. Those are chukim. As opposed to gezel, we find nafsha shalodim mechamdosai, gezel varayis. But there's a lot of meritarian that people have sometimes, and there's a lot of things that are could be rolled over and smoothed over. And maybe in Echanami, it's not so common that a person will just go into somebody's house and start looting the house. But with regard to Basar B'Cholov, people make sure that the milk stays on one side of the kitchen and the meat stays on the other side of the kitchen. They don't get anywhere near each other, and you wash your hands and b'chulu. That's about the amount it should be. With regard to everything, there's just one difference, is that a choik has always been adul lamokim. Choik is something which has been adul lamokim. And the dinim generally are ben adul lachaveria, which is why we can understand that gezel and gneva and you know, it's chaveria. These things are all ben adul lachaveria, and therefore sometimes there's also personal interests that get involved, and therefore it makes it much harder. What I wanted to speak about is something which is also ben adul lachaveria and also ben adul lamokim, and that's the inyan of Kiddush Hashem, which is found later on in the parasha with the Meimarivo, where Vayor Moshe Tzad Vayachas Aselam Ateo Pamoim Vayetu Mayim Rabim Vatish Teidu Beirum Vayorim Hashem Al Moshe Velaren Yan Lehimamtim Bi Laktisheni Leini Bnei Yisrael Lechin Lesivir Samazel Laaretz Asher Nesati Lahem. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, since you doesn't even tell him what he did wrong, Lehimamtim Bi Laktisheni Leini Bnei Yisrael. And if you looked at the Mefarshim, the Gedolei Rishonim are Terech to be Masber exactly what the Chet was. Kimdumani that the Or Chaim brings down, Bar Benel, Or Chaim. I think they bring down 10 Pshatim from different Rishonim as to what the Chet was. Supposedly the Magid told the Beis Yosef that you see from all the Purushim Rishonim that everybody's being Terech to figure out what was the Chet. The Vast says that the Chet was so dacoustic that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't look at it as a Chet, obviously. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. If it would have been clear chet, then certainly Moshe Rabbeinu would have done it. There's nothing to talk about. But one thing is clear. It says in the Torah, Yan Leimantim Bi, on Moshe's level, there was a taino that Leimantim Bi like Dishen Leim Bnei Yisrael, which the way that Rashi's pshat, the most well-known pshat l'chero, is that since Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock as opposed to talking to the rock, so maybe there was a chesaron in the limud to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, they seen Moshe Rabbeinu speak to the rock, and the rock would spew forth its water. Then we made a Kal Vachomer. Look, a rock which is an inanimate object, you speak to it, and it does the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Certainly, how much more so do we, when we're told to do the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we that have Schar and Einish. Certainly, we should do the will. And now that it happened that the rock only gave forth its water after it got hit, so maybe Klal Yisrael unfortunately only learns also after they get hit sometimes. But it's a chesaron in the limud for Klal Yisrael, which is really the ending of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. What is Kiddush Hashem and what is Chil Hashem? Gemara says in Yuma, Hei Chidam Yichil Hashem, Pei Vav Med Aleph, Chil Hashem, Rashi says, Choytei umachtei achirim. Om Rav, you can't know, Yishakil no bisra mitavcho leivina d'meil alter. Rav says, if I take meat on credit, I don't pay right away. Says Rashi, Kshani ma'achar lefraya, hu oimer, shani gazin, v'lo man v'meni liyus mezalzo begezno. If I don't pay right away, so then the person says, oh, he's really a gazin, he's not paying for what he took. And he's going to learn to be mezalzo. So, Chil Hashem is where there's a chisaron in avodas Hashem that is not only to get to you, but somebody else learns from it. And the truth is that the Tzitz Yantav, it says Echad Pshoigig Echad Mezid is Bechil Hashem, the mission of Pirkei Avos, Dal Dal. The Tzitz Yantav asks, what do you mean Echad? It says, Mish Mechal Shem Shemayim Baseser Nifrom Yemenu Bagoli. It's the same Mishnah. Somebody's Mechal Shem Shemayim Baseser, the Nifrom Yemenu Bagoli. In fact, the taste is yantif. What do you mean? How could it be mechal Hashem shemayim b'seiser? Chil Hashem behechach means that somebody's learning from you to be mezalzel on avodas Hashem. If it's b'seiser, nobody's learning from you. So he says in Echanami, it's talking about something which is done b'seiser, like Arayas, but there's another person there. But he says if a person sits and eats chilev b'chadri chadorim and nobody sees him, it's not a chil Hashem. It's not a chil Hashem. It's other issues, but a chil Hashem it's not. That's what the Indian of Chil Hashem, the Indian of Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem means to do something where somebody learns to be mezalzel in avodas Hashem because of you. And Kiddush Hashem is a chizuk. Somebody learns to be mezchazik in avodas Hashem because of you. And that's really the chomer of Chil Hashem. Chomer Chil Hashem, where it says, unfortunately, terrible things. The Gemara talks about it. Somebody that's mechal Hashem. That Chil Hashem, there's no Mishach Yesh Chil Hashem B'Yodai Ein B'Koyach Shuva Litlois Yom Kippur L'Chaper V'Leib Yisurun L'Marek Elakulun Toilin U'Misim Amarekis. It's not Shaykh. It sounds like from this Gemara, we'll see in a second, Rabbi Yerna, it sounds like from this Gemara it's not Shaykh to get a Kapara when there's Chil Hashem. That's the terrible thing. What's the chesaron? The chesaron is that other people are learning to be mazals on the way to Hashem. It's not just you. Kol mashav brasi lichvei debrasi yitzarati v'afasisiv. The Mishnah in Perek Vav says in Perek Yavis. The whole bria is for kavod Hashem. Somebody that causes chil Hashem, somebody causes people to be mazals on the kavod Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Let's go and connect in the whole tafsis of bria. So mamelo, that's the tremendous chomer of chil Hashem. Which means that the ikur of Chil Hashem is v'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yerucham talks about this by the pasuk v'nigdashti. The ikur v'nigdashti is b'seich b'nei Yisrael. We always grew up that v'nigdashti, you have to be careful when you go out to the goyim and fry yidin for sure. That to make sure that you don't do anything that's going to be cause that shem shemayim is not going to be misayir val yodcho, like the rest of the Gemara says over there. V'haftas Hashem alekecha sheyishim shemayim misayir val yodcho sheyikure v'shreinu mishamash tamid hacham. Somebody learns Torah and deals in a properly with the Brius, then that creates a Kiddush Hashem. It's Miss Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Miss Ayi Val Yod. Shem Shemayim is Miss Ayi Val Yodai. However, it's Fakert. Somebody that's a guy that's bechlal not even Hashem, it's terrible to be that it should cause that should be shem shemayim shouldn't be mitzayv al yodai. But it's not the Indian of chil Hashem of Nikdashti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael. The Indian is that should be a zilzah, it's going to cause a zilzah on Avodas Hashem. The fact that a guy hates a yid, that's halachi yishayah, Esav Seinis Yaakov. You're probably not going to be causing anything more. They'll hate you a little bit more, but it's not going to cause a chesaron in the Avodas Hashem. The ikur kepeda is, Kiddush Hashem is, and Chil Hashem is by other yidin. That's where the ikur kepeda is. Now we see from here the chomer of Chil Hashem, but Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Aleph, Oisvim Zayin, when he's talking about it, even though it sounds like from the Gemara that it's not shaykh to have a kapara b'olam hazeh, he says, "V'oid yesh oven oven chil Hashem, shatshuva v'yisurim teilin misum merakis, v'nei kasher odem ishtadol litmoich b'yad ha'emes, v'yazar acharov, v'yisur b'dvorov, Refir Uri Le'ini B'nei Amoy, V'chazik De'i Anshi Emes, V'notzer Reshem, a person that tries to be mechazik those that are Oivet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'kitis HaShekri Yashpilim, and those that are, he puts down the groups of people that are going connected to Rebbeinu Shalom. Hinei Eilo Darchi Kiddush Hashem, V'hoid V'hoder Le'munotzei, V'vedosu Bo'ilam, V'hoistu Seferis Mekdash Terasi. That brings up the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes of the world. Al kein baharbis pa'ol of lakadis Hashem al oir ha'emes, l'hochan yisrael esadoi, v'nitzlach lehem avoy nechil v'matshuvah. So there is a way. There's a way to get to be mechaper, the avoy nechil Hashem, it's through Kiddush Hashem. It's b'sumoy ha'emes l'umas ashmas achil, midas ha'tshuvah k'negi midas meshuvasik. Zeo b'ir b'chaz v'nemes yichu per avoy. There's a way, al yidei, the Kiddush Hashem, to be memalad the chesaron that was caused by the chil Hashem. And that's something, once from a Rashiv, he said that, could be that it's Rabbeinu Yehuda somewhere else also in Shashlishi that talks about it. But that the same way that we find that Chil Hashem is something which can't be paid back in this world, except Al Yidei doing Kiddush Hashem, the Fakir is the same thing with the Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is such a great mitzvah that there's no way to pay it back in this world. We see if later on in this parasha the tremendous schar that Ori got by accident creating. B'shogeg, he created a Kiddush Hashem. That was the idea. It says that when he came to fight with the Oig, so Vayomer Hashem Moshe Al Tiro Isai. Rashi says, what does it say? Al Tiro Isai. Shoyim Moshe Yorei Lelachim Shema Tamer Leizchusa Shal Avram Shenema Vayova Yepala Tu Oig Shapalt Min Refoim. Now, what happened over there with Oig? Oig went to go tell Avraham Avinu that Lot was captured. What was his intention? So, Chazal tells us his intention was that he should go fight and he should get killed and he should be able to marry Sarah. Machshava Teva is Mitzaref L'Ma'aseh. Machshava Vero by Yidden is not Mitzaref L'Ma'aseh, but by Goyim it is Mitzaref L'Ma'aseh. So, what did Oig do? His intention was totally a bad intention. I saw in Mayan Shavuot, I wanted to say that it could very well be, but we say Echad Shegi Echad Meiz Bechil Hashem, he says the same, certainly by Kiddush Hashem, Midim Ruba is Tevo. He was gurim a tremendous Kiddush Hashem B'Shegik, Ayidei the Mochama of Avram Avinu with the Arba Melochim, which Chazal tell us that he threw the dirt and it turned into swords and turned into arrows. Everybody saw the four kings beat the five kings and they were a tremendous army. The amount of people, it says there in Chazal, the amount of soldiers that they had, hundreds of thousands and millions. And Avraham Avinu comes with 318, or just Eliezer, and he takes down the entire army. There was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that was created through this. So even though it was only B'Shegig, but 500 years later, Moshe Rabbeinu was still worried, this Kiddush Hashem that was inadvertently caused by Oig, maybe that's going to stand, and the entire Klal Yisrael is going to suffer because of it. Who knows? So, Chil Hashem is we see in Chazal it's so disastrous, but Midat Tovah Meruba Chomish Pamemor, then Kiddush Hashem is even much more tremendous. And the Iker Kiddush Hashem, like we're saying, is the Kiddush Hashem for the people that are Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those that are Mikdash Nebeseich B'nei Yisrael. Maybe it's so easy to be Mikdash Hashem, whether you're in Shul, whether you're in Beis Medrash, you're any chizik that a person has, that a person is chazik by looking at him and seeing him. That's a Kiddush Hashem. That's exactly what Kiddush Hashem is. Kiddush Hashem is to do something. You don't have to go around preaching to other people. When a person sees you and he's mischazik because you came early to Seder, or because you came on time to davening, or because the way that you talk to whatever it is, that itself is a Kiddush Hashem. And how much more so a person has to be careful in his own house to be Mikadosh Hashem. That it shouldn't come to Matzah, the famous Maaseh with Ramesha, that when he asked Ramesha, what's the pshat, that all the people that were Maaseh Nefesh back in the 1920s, 30s, for Shabbos, they were Maaseh Nefesh for every week, they got laid off in the next week because they were Shem Shabbos, and many of their kids went off to Derech. So what's the pshat? So he says, because when they came home, they would say, it's Shver Tzayin Ayid, Shver Tzayin Ayid. So in Echanami, they were Maaseh Nefesh. But what did the kids learn? Kids learned, we mezal zan avodas Hashem. It's not shreit zayin yid. It's not something that we want. Really, that's it. That was that's what they learned. It has to be how much. It shouldn't be that. Certainly, people aren't coming home and saying shreit zayin yid. Baruch Hashem. Nowadays, it's not shreit zayin yid b'chol. Baruch Hashem. But there are aspects that can be shreit to go to davening on time. Shver to make bracha, shver to bench like a visadaf zayin. There's many aspects that children can pick up and they see from their parents, and a person has the ability with a little bit of simas halev to be mekadosh Hashem every single solitary day in his house, with his wife, with his children, with his neighbors, in the shul, in the beis medrash. If chil Hashem can't be paid back in this world, certainly kiddush Hashem can't be paid back in this world. And with a little bit of foresight, we can be mekadosh Hashem each and every day.